Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, How to Reach Your Physical Goals. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Read the scripture in Philippians. Philippians. Several good things here, but in this third chapter, we'll just go straight to this. Third chapter, Philippians 3 and verse 19. He's talking about people who are carnal and body ruled. Philippians 3:19, he said their end is destruction. Whose God is what? Their belly. Whose glory is in their shame, who mind what? Earthly things. Another translation says, their God is their stomach. Their mind is on earthly things. Well, I don't like the sound of that, do you? Their stomach is their God. Is your stomach your God? Are you belly ruled? Well, some people are. He got through talking about it, right? There are people who are. Their stomach runs them. If their stomach says, put something in me, what do? They will drop everything, right? And they will put something in that stomach. Whether they need to or not. So many times the stomach hardly has to do anything. Just a little bit of, you know, I'd like to have something. And people will drop everything and rush to serve their God. Their belly. I don't like the sound of that, do you? No. Say it out loud. My belly, is not my God. My stomach
does not rule me.
I rule my stomach. Say it one more time. My belly
is not my God.
Now turn, please, to Ecclesiastes, the 10th chapter. Ecclesiastes. No condemnation, just victory. Right? Ecclesiastes, the 10th chapter. How many believe there's power in the Word to strengthen your spirit so you can be in control? Faith comes by hearing. And even if you've been weak and given in, not been in control in times past, what's happening here tonight? The Word coming into you will bring you up to a stronger place. So that you can be in control. Ecclesiastes 10 and 16. 10:16. Woe to you, O land, when your child is a king, and your princes eat in the morning. Blessed are you, O land, when your king is the son of nobles, and your princes eat in due season, for strength and not for drunkenness. Let me read this to you from other translations. The Amplified says, blessed are you, your officials feast at the proper time for strength and not for drunkenness. New Living says, your leaders feast to gain strength for their work, not to get drunk. The English says, leaders who eat at the proper time, who control themselves and don't get drunk. You understand, included in the idea of drunkenness is the idea of gluttony in this passage. They were eating not because they were hungry. They were eating not because they needed strength. They were eating as recreation. They were eating as sport. We have a lot of sport eating and recreational eating, hobby eating. Right? We ain't doing nothing, so let's eat. Not hungry at all. Just got through eating an hour ago. Or 2 hours ago. Not hungry at all, but let's eat. So we eat. And that's why people put on excess fat. It's kind of like this. Let's say you got a car with an expandable gas tank. And you pull up and you say, fill her up. So they fill up your gas tank. You go around the block and come back and say, put some more in there. Well, the gauge's still on full. Yeah, I know, but put some more in. So they put another 5 gallons. Well, the gas tank stretches out. You go around the block again. You come back and say, put some more in there. They go, why? Well, because I want some. Put some in there. So they put another 10 gallons. Now the gas tank expands and stretches, so you got gas tank sticking out from under the fender. And you got some gas tank sticking out from behind the bumper. So then you drive a mile and you see another gas station. You go, hey, let's turn in. Well, we only went a mile. Yeah, I know, but let's put in some more. Well, we got gas tanks sticking out from under the fender right now. I don't care. You know, put another 15 gallons in. How many know you can't keep doing that? The gas tank is going to be sticking 4 feet out both sides of the car, and the gas tank's going to be dragging the ground. And for you to stop and say, put some more in. Excess weight accumulates when we take in more than we burn. Simple. You burn more than you take in, you lose weight. If you've got excess weight, it's because you took in more than you burned. I learned this when I went to Bible school. When I was in my late mid-teens and earlier, I was very, very active physically, athletically. And even after Phyllis and I got married, like a year or two before we went to school, not only was I was training to be a fighter, but I was working on the docks loading freight. I had a metabolism like a forest fire. I kid you not, man. You'd been shocked at what I ate. I brought a grocery bag full of food to work. Am I telling it straight? Phyllis would cook for me. I mean, the plate was this big and this tall. And there'd be like 3 or 4 other Tupperware containers. But for break, I'd have like 3 or 4 sandwiches. And I'd drink a half gallon of milk, 3 or 4 sandwiches. That's just for break. I mean, I ate. It was amazing how much I ate, but I wasn't big. I think I was 175 pounds and in good condition. And then we went to Bible school. And what we did, we'd go to class and sit. And after class, we'd go eat and sit. And then come back to healing school and sit. And sit. And then after, of course, when you get out of healing school, what do you do? Well, you go eat. I mean, it's evening time. It's supper time, you know. So you go eat. And then you go back and it's time to study. So we'd sit. And then, of course, 10 or 11 o'clock, you get hungry. You're sitting up studying, eating. Studying. So you eat. And then you sit. And you go back tomorrow and you sit. And eat. And sit. And eat. And of course, I'm eating like I've always been eating. I'm eating like I was loading freight and like I was working out all the time. But I'm not. I'm just sitting. And eating. And something strange happened and unusual. All my pants shrunk up. And my clothes shrunk up until they were binding and uncomfortable. So naturally, I went out and did one of the dumbest things you ever did and bought bigger pants and filled them up. And then went and bought some bigger pants yet. And you think we'd be smarter than this, but I mean, it took me a few years and here I'm, you know, 245 and way too heavy for where I ought to be. And I'm thinking, hey, something's not right. Can you tell me what it was, or is it a great mystery that none of us can know? What was my problem? Do you know? What? I'm taking in more than I'm burning. As long as I was burning it, I could eat like that. But now, I'm not burning it, but I'm taking it in. I'm driving around the block and saying, put more gas in the tank. I'm not burning it. Right? So, I wasn't going to have that level of physical activity, so what do I have to do? I got to reduce the intake. Right? Somebody says, well, I think I'm eating plenty. It's real simple. If you're still gaining weight, you're taking too much in. And it's not just the amount of food. You understand this, that, you know, you could eat some rice and potatoes and maybe something else for the same calorie amount you could a candy bar or two. Or, you know, you just have to look at the thing to see what works for you. Don't take anybody's diet book and make a Bible out of it. I don't care who it is. Don't take anybody's exercise book and make a Bible out of it. Don't do it. And don't preach that this is the salvation of our physical condition. No, this right here, this is it. And you got the Holy Spirit inside of you, and He'll help you to custom tailor what's right for you. Yes. Amen?
Amen?
What might be right for you might not be right for somebody else. And so don't preach your convictions off on somebody else. Well, this is what I do. It's what you're supposed to do too. Says who? Don't do that. Have you realized that some of the books that were so hot about diet and exercise 20 years ago, where are they now? Some of them have fallen completely into disrepute. People decided, no, they were wrong. What do you think some of the books right now are going to look like?
Same thing.
In 5 years or... No, there might be something you'd read and it bears witness with you and you think, yep, I think that fits me. But don't take anybody's mentality or structure and diet plan and exercise and just swallow all of it and lift it up as a standard. No, be led by the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Every day and everything. He deals with you, leave that off, then you leave that off. But you don't go preaching everybody else supposed to leave it off. You do this, well then you do it. You preach the Word, not your convictions. Did you hear me? Preach the Word, not your convictions.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Faith and Patience, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R213. That's R213, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.